This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As revenue shrank and budget holes grew, the city of Detroit turned to its three casinos for badly needed tax revenue and jobs. And at a time when an emergency manager is running the show and bankruptcy looms, it is not great news to hear all three Detroit casinos posted a decline in revenue from May 2012 to May 2013. Jake McLogic is the president of Michigan Consultants. He's an economic analyst. Welcome, Jake.
My honor.
Well, before we dig into what you think might be causing the revenue drop, can you give us a sense of just how much these three casinos matter to Detroit's economy?
Well, they're pretty essential right now. They're probably together one of the largest private employers, if not the largest. It depends how you count the medical center. So the money does stay in the community that way and leads also to city income taxes and employees and their own property taxes. And that's not always appreciated, is how much other government revenue comes from other sources, not just the revenue tax paid.
I saw one figure that the casinos paid $177 million last year, plus another $23 million in fees for public safety and other services. That's a pretty good chunk of money in a city that is desperate for every dollar.
Yeah, it is. And it comes off the top of revenues. It's not a profit tax. Some people don't understand.
And, explain that for us, for those of us who don't.
Well, if someone says, gee, my tax rate's 30%, well, that's tax rates on profits. With the casinos, it's a revenue to pay every day. So if they bring in $5 million that day, pretty much 18-19% right off the top goes to the state and city. Mm-hmm. They never really see it. It just flows through the books. In fact, sometimes even if they give out cash back rewards to bring people in, there's a tax even on that. So it's important income to the city at a time that and there's no tax breaks they get. They put in new hotels, heavily subsidized by the city, special tax breaks. The casino hotels pay full property taxes, full rates and stuff.
So we're talking a lot of money. And when we look at this overall total revenue shrinkage from spring of last year to spring of this year, I mean, it's such a pattern of blaming things like this on the Great Recession, but we're moving up and out of that, no?
Well, yeah. In fact, we predicted, not all our predictions are right, most of them are, but it was in the press. We predicted a 4% hit from the Ohio casinos. Detroit was going up at a rate of 2%, and now they're down 2%.
So and the Ohio,
what the heck?
Ohio voters said yes to casino gambling in 2009. So when was it over, like the last year or so when we saw these casinos?
Toledo opened just a little over a year ago. And it's not only the Ohio players, it's not a group we're talking about,
right,
but the old casino players there, but even Monroe County, even up to Washtenaw County. Some people go down to Toledo now rather than drive it in Detroit. It's got to be convenience and cleanliness for any casino. You try and offer something special, it's very hard. Almost all the games are the same.
Yeah.
So it's just supply and demand. And when Toledo opened and Cleveland, Cincinnati, that money is going to stay. And that's the purpose. That's why they did it.
Sure.
We did Detroit, so the money didn't go to Windsor. So really the demand has not decreased. It's just where it goes. And some of it's now going to Toledo.
There you go, the Hollywood Casino. So easy to get to right off I-75.
It is.
Can't miss that.
And even to some extent, Emmett Township by Battle Creek is right off 94.
I wondered, are we seeing any kind of similar decline in the casinos elsewhere in Michigan? Because certainly Firekeepers there in Battle Creek is just going gangbusters, it seems, with the new hotel and filled parking lots.
Yeah. I work with almost all of them, mm-hmm. or have once upon a time. There is a decline. Firekeepers, really, their challenge is going to be the Gun Lake Casino out in Grand Rapids area in Wayland Township and how that affects them. They are really God's gift to casino placement. I mean, if you're 94 and 69, you're near two interstates. I think one time I noticed they're even closer to Fort Wayne in drive time than would be the Pokagon facility out in New Buffalo.
Okay.
And are even east Chicago places, things like that. So the point being that that's a great location. But again, you know, the casinos do well and some of them overbuild. Detroit casinos were doing great financially during the temporary, but then they built and these great foyers and $1 billion, $2 billion in debt. That's very hard on them. And some of these other casinos I don't know about Full House. Well, Firekeepers, Full House doesn't do it anymore. Place up in Petoskey, several of them overbuilt. So the revenues are still there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a slight decline, but maybe even a slight increase. But they take on so much debt that then they run into financial problems. And a lot of casinos in this country are in financial problems because of the debt.
How can Detroit's casinos, in your view, market themselves in the face of this Ohio competition and the fact that, unlike going to Petoskey, which is a travel tourist destination where you're up, I'm going up north, I'm going to be on the lake, Detroit does not have that allure. How ought they be marketing themselves?
Well, they should be have an allure, and they should say they're on a lake, on a river. They got
true
sports, plays, music. I'd like to see, I've always said, the three do not work together. There's no association. What they do is they, you know, the old term was cannibalize, which maybe is a poor term anymore, but they fight each other for the same patron. And that's a losing game eventually. You're not going to increase Detroit revenues by stealing one versus another. You're going to have to get some new patrons in and hopefully patrons from further away to bring money to Detroit. And obviously, if you get them from other countries or other states, that's even better. But that advertising really has not occurred of pushing the whole city with them participating in a big, strong, dynamic way.
Good insights, Jake McLochick, who is the president of Michigan Consultants Economic Analyst. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio, Jake.
My honor.